2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben. So if you want to know how you can be declared an unfit parent, an unfit mother or father, just don't get your kid vaccinated. If you do that, you're unfit. It's that easy. Congratulations. That's all you got to do. You are unfit. Unfit if you don't want to get your kid vaccinated. Now, if you ask any questions, you're trying to push your propaganda as an anti-vaxxer on your child. And doctors are now saying it's a must. Not up for debate, not up for negotiation for you to get your child vaccinated. Now, a guy that I know well, he's a hardcore lefty. So left, he even got fired from CNN. That's how lefty he is. Mark Lamont Hill had the CDC, the NIH director, on his show. And this did not get picked up by the media. That's why I'm bringing it to you now. And he asked the NIH director about the stats. Why are we vaccinating all these kids if it just doesn't make sense? Now, when he says it doesn't make sense, here's what he means. Listen.
The risk of children getting a severe case of COVID is 0.05%. Why are COVID vaccines necessary for children?
Well, I'm not sure when you give that percentage that that really conveys what most people are worried about. Is my kid at risk? I mean, go to any pediatric ICU in the country and you will see kids there with COVID, some of whom are on respirators as a result. And we have seen 145 children die. These are kids between the age of 5 and 11 of COVID-19, many of them without any predisposing medical condition that would have made you think they were vulnerable. So it may be uncommon, but it's certainly.
All right, I have to ask a question about the 145 kids have died. How many kids did you count that really didn't die from COVID, but you counted it as COVID? I'll give you an example. There were parents that were whistleblowers about a kid that died because of injuries from a car wreck. Now, they apparently tested and he had COVID and they put it down as a COVID death. And the parents are like, no, this isn't a COVID death. He got T-boned by a drunk driver. That's not a COVID death. There was another child who had an asthma attack. Ended up costing the kid his life. Didn't have an inhaler, far away from the hospital. They test him for COVID. They said it was a COVID death. Parents are like, it's not a COVID death. Don't tell me it's a COVID death. We know what happened. He had an asthma attack. Why are you saying this? It's just not true. Why would you say something like that when it's clearly not true? Now, if it's 145, okay, And we should all deal with, obviously, facts here. I'm going to do this live on the air. How many kids die from the flu in the USA each year? Let's just see what it says. You throw that in there. Flu in young children, CDC. Flu is dangerous for children, the CDC says on their website. Flu season vary in severity. However, every year children are at risk. CDC estimates that from 2010 to 2011 season to the 2019-2020 season, flu-related hospitalizations among children younger than 5 years old have ranged from 7,000 to 26,000 in the United States of America. While relatively rare, some children die from the flu each year. From 2004 and 2005 season to the 2019-2020 season, flu-related deaths death in children reported to the CDC during regular flu season have ranged from 37 to 199. During the 09 H1N1 pandemic, 358 pediatric flu-related deaths were reported to the CDC. From April of 09 to September 2010, it is noteworthy that among reported pediatric deaths, about 80% of those children were not fully vaccinated. Also of note, even though individual flu deaths in children must be reported to the CDC, it is likely that not all deaths are captured and that the number of actual deaths is actually higher. All right, so if we have a year where 199 people die from COVID, do we mandate vaccines for those kids from the flu? Did we mandate kids wear masks in schools? The answer is no. When we have a year where 199, they're saying that number's low because not all of them are being reported. Okay, I'm quoting the CDC's website right now. That number's low. They're telling us the number's low, and they're telling us that not all of them were reported. If that is the case, then the number's higher than that. Did we put plexiglass in between all the kids? We didn't. Did we do social learning? No. Did we do the virtual learning? Right? No. Did we send kids home and shut down schools? No. Did we change kids' lives and sports during that time? No. Did we make kids stay 6 feet apart? No. Did we cancel school events and graduations? No. So in other words, COVID deaths are not as high as flu deaths in some years because, again, I want to go back and I want to quote the man. Right? I think context is important. If you listen to what he said, and again, I'll play the very end of it, listen.
Many of them without any predisposing medical condition that would have made you think they were vulnerable. So it may be uncommon, but it certainly
happens. Okay, it certainly happens. So you need to be afraid.
And we have seen 145 children die. And these are kids between the age of 5 and 11 of COVID-19.
All right. So that's a tragic number. I want to make that clear. I'm not mocking the number. I'm not downplaying it. I'm not overlooking it. I'm not rolling my eyes. But if we've had this going on for 2 years, and the number is...
And we have seen 145 children.
Okay, 145 children over 2 years. Mr. Producer, can you do some math for me? How many is that a year? You do 145, and let's just round it to 150 because he did this interview on 11/25 and no one reported on it. So let's just assume the number's gone up to 150. You do 150 divided by 24 and look at that number. Do the math, folks. This thing is not that deadly. You divide this, and it's just not that deadly. We're talking about 75 deaths a year. Less than 199 during a year of the flu. A lot less. We didn't shut down schools. We didn't shut down society. We didn't mandate vaccines, and we didn't mask. We didn't cancel school, go to virtual learning, and we didn't shut down sports. More children have committed suicide, again, go to PBS, during this pandemic from the lockdowns and shutdowns, and children have died from actual COVID. There's a certain point when you have to realize this is not based in science. This is based on government control and propaganda. The same way that a CEO of an airline can say, we're getting our brains kicked in because of your 10-day quarantine rule, and he sends a letter to the CDC and says, we need you to change quarantine from 10 days to 5 days, but say they still got to wear a mask, and they did it. That is a fact. The airline CEO sent a letter to the CDC saying, this is killing our business, and the CDC changed the guidance. So to say that you can go back to work faster, but you still have to wear a mask for 5 days after you get back to work, which means you're still probably contagious. And if this thing is hell on earth, as they're trying to say, and taking away all your rights in the middle of it being hell on earth, then you have to, again, ask yourself another question. Why do we have a border that's open right now? Why do we have 600,000 illegal immigrants coming across the border, none of them being tested and none of them getting vaccinated? If things are so bad, why is it that we allow that to happen, but everybody that comes in this country on an airplane has to have a vaccination, proof of vaccination? Why is it that we're arresting or threatening to arrest little boys getting pizza at restaurants with their mothers? Why is it that they're saying it's an invasion when four dudes protest at a Burger King? This has gone, we have gone insane in this country. We have gone totally insane. This is not based, in fact, in any capacity. Dr. Mark Segal, Fox News Channel. He said vaccine mandates for kids are just not going to work. When he was on Judge Jeanine's show, and this was a couple months ago, and he was right then, and he's right now.
Tonight, we close with hypocrisy unmasked. As this week, we watched as Joe Biden and his wife emerged from a Washington, D.C. restaurant without a mask. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Segal joins me now to weigh in on it all. Good evening, Dr. Segal. Good to have you back. All right, let's talk about the hypocrisy of the CDC recommending that kids continue to wear masks even as they're vaccinated. What is going on?
Well, look, they're actually focusing on the wrong thing because they should focus on the idea that the vaccine works. And that if kids take the vaccine, they're much less likely to spread it. And they need to get more testing at home, Judge, so that you actually know if you have COVID or not. And let's make sure the teachers get vaccinated. The people that are spreading it right now, the most at schools, are really, really young children who aren't yet vaccinated. And by the way, crowding kids together doesn't help, mask or no mask. So they got to be practical here. It's not like you go to the back of the room and you wear the dunce cap. We know in schools that that's not the way to teach, is it? It's teaching, learning, exchanging. Instead, there's always the idea of the ruler. Remember the ruler and the principal? That's what the Biden administration is using, the ruler on kids.
Okay.
And that's going to get nowhere. Those mandates don't work.
Okay, so the mandates don't work. So why are we masking kids? They want to vaccinate kids and then mask them. This is a negative influence on their psychological health, on their emotional health, on their social well-being. What is this all about?
It sends the wrong message. The message is it's always going to be us scolding you, us bullying you, us telling you what to do. I think that once you're vaccinated, your chances of spreading this are really low, especially kids. And again, there could be exceptions when kids are really close together in schools, but masks are no panacea. And what we're seeing is dictum after dictum, which doesn't work. It backfires. And then there's rebellions, and then there's threats, and then there's counter threats, and then the judge comes in because then there's lawsuits.
Yeah,
what we need is public health. Public health is about vaccine and testing and masks if you're unvaccinated in close quarters.
I mean, there's a lot of what he said I actually agree with. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. None of what they're doing right now, though, is public health. It's public mandates. It's put a gun to your head. It's take away your rights. Take away your right to eat where you want to eat. Run your business how you want to run your business. That's what it is. And again, you go back to the hardcore liberal line. More kids die from the flu every year, and we're not doing all of these things to stop the spread of the flu. Maybe that'll be next, because when they can control society and they can take control of your children, they achieve tyranny. Dr. Fauci has said earlier today that officials, quote, are keeping an open mind to domestic vaccine requirement. That's right. Dr. Fauci said public health officials are maintaining an open mind when it comes to the prospect of implementing a domestic vaccine requirement. Although he echoed the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Lewinsky by asserting that it is not happening at this particular time. Fauci made waves this week after suggesting that officials are open to requiring vaccines to travel as well on domestic flights. Now, this is also the same guy that's telling you, hey, New Year's, yeah, I probably don't want to do it.
I do wonder, we are approaching New Year's Eve at the end of this week. A lot of people have got events and gatherings planned. And I know you said it's okay to be with friends and family if you're vaccinated and boosted. But what is your advice to people about larger settings for New Year's parties?
Caitlin, I would stay away from that. I mean, I have been telling people consistently that if you're vaccinated and boosted and you have a family setting in the home with family and relatives, but when you're talking about a New Year's Eve party, we have 30, 40, 50 people celebrating, you do not know the status of their vaccination, I would recommend strongly stay away from that this year. There will be other years to do that, but not this year.
Other years to do it, like last year? And if this thing's going to happen indefinitely, you guys are going to keep us masked on airplanes indefinitely, and you're trying to take away people's ability to travel, think about what this is going to do to work. Right? I mean, really, think about what this is going to do to people who work, who need to be able to go somewhere. The CDC Director Lewinsky says shortening isolation guidance was partly due to what Americans, quote, could tolerate. So we're not making decisions now based on medical advice. We're making decisions based on what Americans can, quote, tolerate. Now, there's 70 million Americans, if my math is right, that are eligible for a vaccine that have not taken it. And I may be wrong. Okay, this is just quick math here. Okay, this is just quick math. But if I'm looking at it right, 70, let's just call it 70, 80 million, all right, Americans are eligible for vaccines, but they are not taking them. You're going to take away all of their ability, those 70, 80 million Americans, to fly on planes is what they are now talking about. They believe that that is what is next. And they know that a lot of people need to fly. Fauci said the U.S. should, quote, seriously consider vaccine mandates for air travel, but don't expect it to happen, quote, anytime soon. Well, is that what is your definition of soon? A week from now? 2 weeks from now? You know, these new CDC guidance, is it emotion or is it science? Is it big business telling the administration and telling you you need to bow to them because they got to make some money and a profit? Which one is it? Because it seems like we're not making any decisions anymore based on science. It's based on public opinion and even, I guess you'd say, propaganda. So cancel New Year's and you might not get to fly very soon. Requirements for vaccination, domestic travel should be seriously considered. It is coming. Remember this moment in time. I am telling you right now, they are going to make you show proof of vaccination to get on an airplane. It's just a matter of days.
What is the quarantine for people who've been exposed?
Dr. Fauci, good morning. It's Jonathan Lemire. Great to see you, as always. Over the weekend, you signaled some support for a vaccination requirement for domestic travel, saying that it would be another incentive to get people to get vaccinated. Obviously, to this point, U.S. requires it for international travelers, but not within the United States. On that subject, will you recommend to President Biden?
And by the way, that's a lie, just so you know. You can come across the border without a vaccine. You just walk across the southern border. 600,000+ have made it across the border without getting caught. And we have no idea how many of them are infected, and that doesn't seem to matter because the infection is fine because the illegal immigrants that come across are helping the Democratic Party. So it is not an issue, not a problem, and you just need to move forward with it and stop asking questions. Now, if you fly in the country, we have strict rules. If you walk across the border, break in, don't show any form of identification, you are good to go. So let's not act like we have strict standards. We don't. 600,000 can invade this country, and that is the actual term, invade, and we won't check anything, including if you have COVID.
There should be a requirement for vaccination for domestic travel.
You know, I'm not going to tell you that for the simple reason is that I don't want to be publicly telling what I'm recommending to the president, because if then the president doesn't do it, I don't want to make it look he's going against it. The president takes all recommendations, all discussions, and as a group, we make a decision about what's best to do. There are pros and cons to that. I mean, you've got to ask yourself why it is you're making that requirement. If you're making a requirement for vaccination for people to get on planes who are coming into the country, that's understandable. You don't want to bring more cases into the country. But if you're talking about requiring vaccination to get on a plane.
Whoa. Can we back that up? Wait, listen. So you don't want to bring new variants into the country. Wait, listen.
If you're making a requirement for vaccination for people to get on planes who are coming into the country, that's understandable. You don't want to bring more cases into the country. But if you...
Then why have you not secured the border? Why, if what you're saying is true, then you would have to secure the border, because otherwise you'd have a whole bunch of variants coming across the border.
You're talking about requiring vaccination to get on a plane domestically. That is just another one of the requirements that I think is reasonable to consider. And I think that's what you're talking about when you heard me make a comment. You know, there's requirements that you might want to get if you want to get into college, or you want to go to a university, or you want to work in certain places. When you make vaccination a requirement, that's another incentive to get more people vaccinated. If you want to do that with domestic flights, I think that's something that seriously should be considered.
Now, Dr. Fauci,
but he's not going to telegraph to you what his recommendation is to Joe Biden, right? Because you just did. Sit back and imagine in this country adding 70 to 80 million people to literally the equivalent of a no-fly list, the same type of no-fly list that we have for actual terrorists. Even though you didn't commit a crime, all because those people chose to make a different healthcare decision than what you believe they should make. No crime has been committed if you don't get vaccinated. Not yet, anyway. That could change. But as of right now, no crime has been committed. And you're going to take away people's right to fly, put them on a no-fly list, just like a terrorist, just like Osama bin Laden, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind of 9/11, or any of these other guys, and you will be on a no-fly list because you didn't concede to what they demanded. And all they demanded was that you give over all of your rights. And once you do that, then you will be in compliance, and then things will be just fine. Now, if you fight them, you lose your rights. All of them. Not some of them. All of them. Grab my podcast, Ben Ferguson Podcast. I do one each and every day. I'd love to keep up with you that way. Also on social media, Ben Ferguson Podcast on Getter, on Parler, on Telegram, etc., Instagram and Facebook as well. So grab us there. All right, I want to get straight back to your phone calls. 1-877-381-38. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's 4patriots.com/Ben.